And time to talk sport and sports news with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, I've been saying it all morning, but they're calling it the darkest day in Australian sport.
Yeah, Fran, look, as we've been hearing it all morning, and we're going to be hearing it for a lot more mornings to come. The Australian Crime Commission has revealed all sorts of wrongdoing, real and potential, in Australian sport. A lot of people wondering just who was being referred to on page 17 of the report, the public report, that is. Was it an NRL club or was it an AFL club? And a lot of people will be having fingers pointed at them at the moment, including, it has to be said, the Australian Institute of Sport. They are, after all, the people there, the guardians of sports science in this country. We got so good at it, it became an export industry. And I know from personal knowledge, many of them would have been quietly working against the drug cheats. Perhaps they should have been out there screaming. But then again, until recently, who would have listened? This morning, they, like a lot of other people, will be pondering what more could and should have been done and what they'll need to do in the future. The AFL and the NRL have already moved to have a closer look at their sports audits, inquiries, lots of warnings and threats even. A lot of people are going to be looking at each other and wondering, are you a part of this? Because some people that I never thought would be part of it, at the moment, look like they are. And look, organised crime sticking its bib into sport, it's far from new. Think John Wren, think Collingwood Football Club and all the blind eyes turned way back then. I think in 2013 we need a complete change of our national psyche, not just our sporting psyche, no longer making heroes out of crooks if we're ever going to win this one. The positive, if I can use that term, is that in our country we have organisations like the ACC to seek out people who will cheat the system. And right now, if sport reflects the society in which it is played, gee, we need them. Moving on, if we can, to soccer. And last night, the Central Coast smashed Wellington in their Thursday night A-League game. Bernie Abeidi scored two goals as the Mariners won 5-0. Wellington coach Ricky Herbert described the result as embarrassing. Central Coast coach Graham Arnold simply wants his team to be consistent. That means they're going to have to win every game 5-0 from here on. Adelaide United has been consistently disappointing in recent times, something they'll try to remedy tonight against Melbourne Victory. In cricket, two one-day games of note coming up in Sydney. The Australian fellas will be battling against the dead rubber syndrome when they play the West Indies. In India, the Australian women, this is a big one, play England in their Super 6 match of the World Cup tournament. The match is being played at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai, and it's expected the wicket will be a bit of a Bunsen burner at Turner. Australia has played all its games away from Mumbai up till now in Cuttack so far, and England will have the advantage of a bit of local knowledge. And at Belrive Oval, a bit of local knowledge for Ricky Ponting, who turned his century into a double, 200 not out, as Tasmania declared at 6 for 425 in the Sheffield Shield match. In reply, New South Wales is 1 for 145. And Western Australia beat Queensland outright, Nathan Coulter-Nile taking a 6 for. Fran, I'll be back with more sport, that's presuming it still exists, on Monday.
Well, it exists, but maybe we'll be watching it differently. Thanks very much, Warwick. It's 24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.